the Bloomer Blackhawks.
They're incredibly athletic. They might be, the Hartman triplets might be three of the fastest kids that we're going to see all season, and they're all on the same team, which provides a lot of challenges for us to match up with. They're very good. Their coach has executed a game plan that's great for them. They shoot a lot of threes. They know they can beat people to the long rebounds. And then obviously they use their defense to turn it into offense. So those are things that we kind of worked to prepare for.
Obviously, it's a non-conference game, but it's a school of similar size, and it's a school that also, even though they've changed coaches and all that, have had a lot of success. So what does a game like this mean for you guys?
We love the opportunity to match up with Bloomer. It's great for our communities. Last year, we hosted a fundraiser together to benefit families in both of our communities. A lot of respect for Coach Hartman and his staff, and obviously for Coach Seibel and what she built prior to this year too. So I think it's a school that we know well outside of basketball and outside of sports. So anytime you can come together and play a game against a program in a school that you really respect is a great night.
I say this actually as a compliment. It's been a work in progress for you guys, finding the offense, figuring out ways to win, and speak to that a little bit. Your team, young, we've talked about it before, but they're finding ways to be competitive and to pick up wins or to just fall a little short, but they're in these games.
We are, and one thing that we're taking away that's a positive is we have had strong second halves all of our games. So we're 4-3, but our second half score has been as solid or better than our opponent in all seven games. So I think we've made some good adjustments. We've come out better in the second half. But we just really struggle to finish around the rim. That's something that has been an issue for us. And then the free throw line. We've gone from shooting 85% in one game to our last game, we barely cracked 40%, I think, from the free throw line. So that's, you know, when you lose by three to a team like Prescott and you realize you beat them in the second half, but you left 9 points on the free throw line, That's a tough one to swallow. So we were pretty humbled by that, and we came in and the girls worked real hard the last couple days in practice.
What can be done about the starts? Now, sometimes it's just the way it is and whatnot, but what can be done for the starts? So even if you do fall behind, you're not falling behind by 10 or so points, and then it becomes such an effort to simply get back into the game.
That's our focus tonight. Like we've done a great job of coming out the first couple minutes, and then it seems like the other team calls a timeout and we come out flat, and it's almost like we settle a little bit and then we kind of panic, and that's a bad combination in the first half. So tonight, we're just going to reiterate our message has been all season that we've got to play possession by possession basketball, and I think you see that in the second half. We don't really let the score bother us in the second half, but we need to not let it bother us in the first half too, and not just rely on being able to make a run in the second half as we have four games. This year we've kind of, you know, made a run late, or we've kept a team kind of buried in the second half, and we need to establish it in the first half.
And do you see your team kind of finding that on-court chemistry that only the players themselves can figure out? Who do they trust out there? Who do they trust in situations? With it being a mostly new team out there, a chance for them, you know, you can coach only so much. At one point, they have to figure it out themselves.
I just said to our assistants last night, last night's practice was the first time we had players coaching each other in practice, where we were able to just kind of sit back and listen, and they had some really good points and they had some good adjustments. So I think that's been a turning point for us recently, is that it's gone from less coach-directed voice to more player-directed voice, and those are the teams that I love to coach, and that's what we try to build every year. But when you graduate people who've been in a program for three straight years as starters, it's hard to build that right at the start of the season. So I'm happy that this first month in, that's starting to come into play.
And once again, that's the head coach of the Altoona Railroaders, Michelle Poplinski. Well, Altoona and Bloomer, a non-conference matchup. It's one of those non-conference matchups that feels like it's a conference game because of the proximity of the communities, because of the similar sizes. But Nene, this is a non-conference game, though one that no doubt has a lot of importance come postseason seeding time. Altoona and Bloomer, we will preview this game a little more when we come back. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love
these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We get ready for tip-off in a few minutes. Altoona against Bloomer, non-conference girls basketball action. Scott Montesano with you. We bring Derek Montesano into the broadcast. And Derek, it's a non-conference game, but one again that feels like it's a conference game because the schools are so similar. Two very young teams trying to find their footing early on in the season.
Yeah, the thing about having very young teams is it does give you hope for the future of the next 2 years for a lot of these sophomores of what they're going to do in that time. And as for now, they're looking to find some footing and get on a little roll.
Again, for this Bloomer team, Josh Hartman in his first season, he's got his triplets with him. And they are the three players to really keep an eye on with Bloomer. Now, this is a Bloomer team that has just one senior, but eight sophomores with them as they look to rebuild this year. But again, the Bloomer program for most of the last 10 years has been a program that has gone deep in the postseason. Obviously, that was under the direction of Nikki Seibel, and now Josh Hartman looking to continue it. So for Altoona, it is a nice challenge for them because Bloomer has a little more of the pedigree, even though Bloomer is still so young. And this is an Altoona team. The cliche, Derek, is learning how to win. And I think they're starting to figure it out a little bit.
Yeah, they're starting to find themselves, their footing, and they've really started to show themselves, especially later in games. They've really shown what they can do.
Michelle Poplinski talked about that. Her and the coaching staff very encouraged by Altoona's play in the second half of games. They have really, quote-unquote, won most of the second halves this season. The issue for them has been slow starts. And kind of going deeper into it, as she explained in the interview, Altoona usually, first couple minutes is fine. The other team will make an adjustment. And Altoona's been a little slow to respond to that until they get into the halftime locker room. And she and I had a great conversation that her team is still looking for that on-court leader, those on-court leaders, that on-court chemistry where the players all can look to each other and they know who's got what in what situation. Optimistically, though, they think that's turning the corner.
Yeah, finding that good chemistry between teams is a very important thing. Between your own team is a very important thing to have.
There's only so much a coach can do. You want the players to be able to figure it out on the fly themselves. And as Michelle talked about their practice yesterday, her and her coaches are hoping that maybe that kind of switched on for her team. We talk about how young Bloomer is. Obviously, Altoona is a young team as well. Now, when we were last here a couple of weeks ago, Altoona ended up blowing out Ellsworth. That was a game that was very tight, though, in the first half, and then all of a sudden Altoona got going, shooting the basketball. This is a team, Altoona, that can struggle to score, but when they get going, particularly shooting beyond the arc, then they look very good.
Yeah, when it comes to Altoona, once they start to get that three ball really going, when they start to make two, three in a row, then they start to get on a good run.
And one player to... Well, you won't keep your ears open for her today because she's not here, but a player that Michelle Poplinski has been very high on is Kennedy Berg, a junior who's been coming off the bench. She served that energy role. She has served that role perfectly where she's kind of taken over when she's come off the bench. Now, she's not with the team this week. She's out on vacation. You know, vacations get scheduled when parents have time off and from work and whatnot. So Kennedy Berg is not with them this week because of family vacation. And Michelle Poplitsky with a wry smile. Obviously, she's not upset that her, you know, she's okay with her players going on vacation. Not going to hold somebody back for a regular season high school basketball game, anything along those lines. But she goes, shoot, just as we're fighting a key piece to this team, we lose her for a week, but she'll be back next week, and no doubt there'll be a lot of eyes on her when she comes back to see if maybe she really is going to be this sort of super sixth player off the bench for Altoona. Derek, going to be hard to top the last game we had here on 93.5. Last time we had our high school basketball coverage was last week. We had Altoona against Ellsworth in boys basketball, a game that ended on back-to-back buzzer beaters. One shot from Altoona that they thought had given them the win. There was still 0.7 seconds left. Ellsworth got one more heave from half court. Got that to go. Going to be hard to top that drama.
Yeah, it's going to be very hard to top a double buzzer beater, in fact. That's going to be a very tough thing for this game to do.
But we'll see if Altoona and Bloomer can give us something good here tonight. One more break. We'll come back. Starting lineups and the tip right after this. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
It's time for tip-off with the play-by-play of tonight's game. Here's Scott Montesano.
Non-conference basketball action tonight from Altoona High School. The Pep Band is here. First time that the Pep Band has been at either the boys or girls basketball games this year. It adds to the energy, adds to the atmosphere. And we got a nice crowd on hand tonight as Altoona takes on Bloomer. Second year in a row that these two schools have matched up. They didn't really have a series before that after Altoona had left the Clover Belt Conference. And of course, when Altoona was in the Clover Belt Conference, Bloomer was in the heart of North. So they really haven't crossed paths until recently, but the second year of this series, and I think judging by the way Michelle Poplinski talks, they'd like to keep this one going in the foreseeable future. Altoona and Bloomer tonight will have our starting lineups in just a moment. Derek, what's one key you're looking for tonight?
Well, I'm looking for who's just going to score more points, basically. Two low-scoring teams, who's going to come out on top.
Altoona's been struggling to score at times this year. Bloomer, even during their best years under Nikki Seibel, they would typically try to keep opponents in the 30s and the 40s in order to win their game. So these are not too high-scoring offenses. Now watch this game get up into the upper 50s, into the 60s. Hey, with the three ball more in play than ever, even in high school girls basketball, those scores can quickly ratchet up. Well, we will now pause as from Altoona, the Pep Band, with our national anthem.
For the victims of yesterday's tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, Thank you very much. Now let's honor America by the playing of our national anthem by the Altoona Pep Band, directed by Miss Lauren Boss.
Again, the Pep Band with our national anthem tonight, and before that, a moment of silence for the victims of the tragic shooting down in Madison yesterday. Let's get to tonight's starting lineups. First for Josh Hartman and the Bloomer Blackhawks, 6-2 overall. They're 5-0 in non-conference play. They'll start the Hartman triplets, their sophomores, Aaliyah Hartman, Briella Hartman, and Sierra Hartman. Also the junior, Delaney Helland, and the junior, Addie Ziefelhofer. So the three Hartmans, Aaliyah, Briella, Sierra, Delaney Helen, and Addie Ziefelhofer. Now for the Altoona Railroaders, they're 4-3 overall. They're 1-2 in the conference. Michelle Poplinski in her fifth season. They'll start the senior, Addie Seiberling, senior, Amber Brasinha, the junior, Braylon Seiberling, senior, Emma Lima, and the junior, Lily Duquesne. So, Addie Seiberling, Brasina, Braylon Seiberling, Lima, and Duquesne for Altoona. Once again, a non-conference game, but there's many elements that make it feel like it is a conference matchup. And again, Altoona and Bloomer here tonight. In fact, they are both in the same division in basketball as well, so a postseason matchup is always very likely. There's been postseason matchups over the years between Altoona and Bloomer. Yeah, could have another one in the future for us here. Well, Altoona from left to right in this first half. They've got the white, Bloomer in the black. They'll go right to left. And as the teams meet at center court with the play-by-play tonight, here's Derek.
Well, Daddy, I thank you, and once again, good evening, everybody. Altoona and Bloomer set to get underway. Tip is up, and Emma Lima wins it for Altoona, and this game is underway. Ball kicked out to the far side, Addie Seiberling. Dribbles it to the near side, now tries to pass it underneath for Amber Brasinha, but it goes out of her reach and out of bounds. Amber Brasinha was inside right near the paint, but not quite in it, and the pass just sailed over her head. So Bloomer the basketball, just underway. Real Hartman. Her pass intercepted, looking for Ziefelhofer. Now back the other way, now Altoona with speed. And Braylon Seiberling looking for her sister, Addie Seiberling with speed. And that pass sails over her head.
Nice interception, though, moments ago by Duquesne, like a cornerback jumping the route along the sideline. And then that pass, by the way, that went out of bounds, went through the one open door along the exterior wall to our right. It was like putting from 25 yards out and having it go right into the cup.
Quick three from the far side, no good by Sierra Hartman, and the defensive rebound by Altoona. Hand off on the near side to Amber Brasinha. Now kicked up top, played back to the near side. Braylon Seiberling drives into the paint, kicks up a shot, no good. Offensive rebound by Duquesne, no good. And eventually scooped up by Addie Zweifelhofer. Now driving up, Sierra Hartman. Passes it to Addie Zweifelhofer on the far side. Now put inside, eventually comes to Briella Hartman, who drives into the paint, but her layup attempt no good. And the rebound to Altoona. Quickly now, Addie Seibeling, far side corner for three, got it. Addie Seibeling gets Altoona on the board. They'll only label it as two, though, so just inside the three-point line, they say.
Remember, Addie Seibeling got very hot. She microwave heated up the last time we were here a week and a half ago.
Now a three-point attempt by Delaney Helland is blocked by Emma Lima. And Altoona back with the basketball. Priscina on the near side wing, waiting, now drives into the lane. Kicks it back out to the far side. Cycled around to Addie Seibeling for three, airballed, and will bounce out of bounds like a bunny rabbit.
Al, both teams trying to find their stroke early on, a little over 2 minutes into this game. Neither team finding that offensive rhythm yet, but again, neither one of these teams necessarily breaks the scoreboard in the first month of the season.
As Zweifelhofer will hand it off to Briella Hartman at the top of the key. Now passes to Aaliyah Hartman, who drives in the lane, no good. Offensive rebound by Addie Zweifelhofer, who gets it and the foul. They will give the 2 points, so it's a potential for Addie Zweifelhofer to get a three-point play here with 15:40 to go. Zweifelhofer's one shot off the front rim, no, and the rebound to Altoona. Altoona and Bloom are tied 2-2. Ball cycle around to the far side, Addie Seibeling. Now bouncing right to Amber Brasino, who will put a little jump shot into the basket. Bloomer wanting a quick response. Sierra Hartman from the near side corner for three, got it.
Yeah, she got open in the corner there and a rainbow shot. Nothing but net, splashed it in.
Emma Lima underneath passes to Lily Duquesne, who was out in front of the paint, and she was fouled going up for the shot. Lily Duquesne will get herself two shots.
That got fouled on the arm as she went up for a scoop shot. So a couple of free throws here for Duquesne with her team down by a point early on as the first shot got that one to go in. Altoona. We'll go back to conference play on Thursday night against Osceola, though that and most other activities on Thursday have an asterisk next to them with the chance of maybe a December snowfall that'll give us a winter wonderland a week from Christmas.
That's the second shot by Duquesne, bounces off the front rim and in. So Altoona finds themselves out in front again. Oh, and a pass looking for Addie Zweifelhofer is picked off by Lily Duquesne. Speaking of Duquesne, she's the one with the basketball, and she gets her pass looking for Amber Brasina, picked off by Zweifelhofer. Now Bloomer the other way. Cycled around to Aaliyah Hartman, who gives it to her sister Briella Hartman. And now to Sierra Hartman, but she gets it taken away by Addie Seibeling.
That is raked it away from her with the right hand and controls the ball the other way, setting up the offense.
Amber Brasina on the far side wing. Now Emma Lima in that corner. Played around to Jasmine Klicka, who eventually gets cycled around to Amber Brasina on the far side wing, but her pass looking for Emma Lima, no good. And Bloomer quickly back up the floor. Sierra Hartman's shot, no good. And now a Bloomer foul coming. It'll be on Sierra Hartman.
I think Lima blocked that shot moments ago from the side, by the way. She did a good job of not being from behind and kind of using the shoulders for leverage. She was on the side and got a fingertip on it, which altered that shot, made it be a bad one.
As here's a three ball coming by Brian Kleinschmidt, and now another three ball coming, and that one will fall. I was looking down at my roster for a second, so I didn't see who got it.
That was Duquesne who got that.
Lily Duquesne on.
I must say, Brasina got that.
Correct. Amber Brasina, the senior, getting that three and putting Altoona ahead 9-5. Loomer the basketball, 13:30 to go in the first half. Aaliyah Hartman now passes to the near side. It's Delaney Helland. Helland now over to Sierra Hartman. Waits, looking. Thought about a three, but then will pass it to her sister, Briella Hartman, who tried the driving lane, dribbles it off her foot. Still gaining control of it, though, is Helland, who will kick it back out. And the Hartman sisters will cycle it around Aaliyah Hartman. Inside for Eddie's lethal offer. Goes off her foot, and she stepped out of bounds trying to save it.
Well, they had the ball for about a minute, did Bloomer, but did not get a single shot away. Bloomer's only made two shots from the field so far. Altoona's made three shots from the field. The scoring sheet with a lot of X's on it in the game's opening 5 minutes.
As here is a pass tip from Amber Brasina, was tipped in the lane looking for.
Oh, I thought it was tipped by Ziefelhofer out of bounds, but no, I guess it wasn't. It was just thrown out of bounds.
Yeah, intended target was Kleinschmidt on that. I thought Zwiebelhofer got a tip. Anyway, pass looking for Aaliyah Hartman, intercepted though by Brasina. Now up for Jasmine Klicka, who gets a three. Jasmine Klicka getting on the score sheet with a three. Now Bloomer trying to quickly respond. Aaliyah Hartman with a long range three, no good. And Klicka will dribble it up. Now to the near side corner. On the near side wing is Kleinschmidt. Now passes it to Braylon Cyberling. Anyway, ball ripped away though, and Bloomer gets their chance now. Driving into the lane is Briella Hartman. Now all of a sudden I'm getting Hartman and Cyberling mixed up. She was fouled trying to go up for the shot.
Yeah, Lima tried to go up for the blot there, and she stood up tall. Was in the old mountain pose if you do yoga, but still got enough of the wrist for there to be the foul, giving Bloomer a couple of shots.
And the first shot from Briella Hartman falls. So the lead is now cut to 12-6 with 11:57 still to play in the first half. And the second shot falls as well, so Briella Hartman makes both of them, and the lead is cut to just 5.
Bloomer, by the way, has won all three of their road games, and as I said before, they're 5-0 in non-conference games.
As Altoona cycles the ball around to Braylon Cyberling. Now up to Adeline Hansen. Cycle back into the corner, Jasmine Klicka. Klicka driving into the lane, kicks it out top for Hansen, who goes for three. No good. Offensive rebound by Klicka. She was bumped underneath by Sierra Hartman. That'll be her second foul.
Yeah, she's already got two fouls with 11:28 left in the first half.
Klicka does get the shots on this one, and her first shot hits the back heel and out.
A little delay here while they make a. I think they were having a little trouble with maybe a late substitution, but here come the shots in a moment. By the way, Altoona lost a heart wrencher to Prescott here at home on Friday, lost 46-43. They were down by almost 10 points most of that game, stormed back the last 10 minutes of the second half. Part of what Michelle Poplinski has been saying, that her team has played very well in the second halves all year, but their comeback came just a little bit short, plus struggles at the free throw line got them on Friday.
Jasmine Klicka does make the second number of free throws, and now Bloomer on the attack. A couple shots coming by Grace Kretzky, but they do not fall, and Altoona gets the ball. Eddie Cyberling, long range three, no good. Rebound held on to by Eddie's Weeflofer. and tried to get ripped away by Altoona, but was unsuccessful. Bloomer will retain possession.
That's actually going to give a foul on Adeline Hansen, the senior, as she was trying to rip it away from her, take the peas right off of her plate. The officials say she got a little too physical there, and they call the foul.
Bloomer with the basketball. It's Briella Hartman driving in. Her pass tipped away, though, by Lily Duquesne. But looking for Addie Seiberling, who was rushing up the court, was unsuccessful. Taken away by Bloomer. Now they go back the other way now. Addie Zweifelhofer tries to lay it up and in. Didn't get enough strength on that one. Now Altoona has the basketball. Addie Seiberling on the near side wing. Now kicked around. Emma Lima, top of the key. Swung around down to the far side corner with Addie Seiberling. Now top of the key, Lily Duquesne passes it to Braylon Seiberling. Back to Duquesne. Around to Addie Seiberling. Addie Seiberling. Now Lily Duquesne down low. Passes up top for Braylon Seiberling, no good. And an attempt to save it from Emma Lima ends up going out of bounds anyway. 9:57 to go in the first half. 13-7 in favor of Altoona.
Now, both teams have struggled in terms of the turnovers in this one. Both teams have done a good job of taking the ball away from the other, but giving it right back.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of cases where one team gets the ball as Bloomer does get a travel called.
Yeah, there's another turnover as high out to the right. Just a simple travel there on Libby Brasina of Bloomer.
And now Altoona with the basketball. The thing that we've seen when it comes to the turnovers is that one team will get the ball off a turnover and then, yeah, it just goes right back to the opponent. As driving into the lane is Braylon Seiberling, but her shot off the backboard side rim, no. And up the court now for Bloomer is Briella Hartman. Swung around to the near side wing, Delaney Helen. Her three, no good. And now with speed the other way. A pass to Lily Duquesne was caught, but she was bumped. And they're going to call a foul on Briella Hartman this time. That'll be her second as well. So the Hartman triplets getting in some foul trouble here early, as we've got two of them with two. Duquesne passes it in to Addie Seiberling on the near side wing. Cycled to the far side. Now back to Duquesne at the free throw line. Passes to Klicka. Klicka out to the near side. To the near side wing for three. Seiberling no good. Before being laid up and in by her sister Braylon. And the lead now extended. Altoona 15, Bloomer 7. Now driving into the lane. Delaney Helen no good. Her effort too strong now. A scramble underneath the hoop. Zweifelhofer tried to get a shot off, but that one also didn't fall. And Bloomer having a hard time getting that ball in the hoop. It's not like they've not gotten down low. They just can't seem to find a way to get the ball
again,
to
just,
fall.
Yeah, just two made shots from the floor for Bloomer. Altoona getting that good start on offense and defensively.
Braylon Seiberling passes it out to the near side wing for Lily Duquesne, who misses a three. Offensive rebound, though. Now Amber Bracina's shot from the corner, no good.
Well, Altoona's doing a great job on the boards. They're clearing things out on their own defensive end, and they're getting sometimes multiple kicks of the can on offense. Couldn't get one to go there, though, but still have a nice lead and playing well early. And there's another turnover that Altoona forces, and they have the ball again.
Yeah, it's not been that Bloomer's played bad. It's just that Altoona's just played better. As here's a long three from Lily Duquesne on the far side wing. It falls, and timeout Bloomer. A timeout on the court. We'll take one with them. 7:34 to go in the first half. Altoona leads 18-7 when we come back here on echometownradio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Altoona leads 18-7, but Bloomer's got the basketball. Underneath the hoop down with it is Helen. And eventually gets the ball to as Addie's Weefelhofer is the one to get the ball in the hoop, and the lead is cut now just to 9 at 18-9. Altoona cycling the ball around. Amber Bressina on the far side tried to pass it underneath for Callie Planner, who's checked into the game. And that one just off her fingertips.
Well, Altoona's got the good start to this game. That's one thing that has befallen them early in the year, the slow starts. But Michelle Poplinski's team getting a good start on defense, getting a good start on offense.
As a three attempt by Aaliyah Hartman is blocked. And they say the ball went out of bounds, I suppose.
Yep, went out of bounds. Was last touched by Bloomer, and it's Altoona ball.
Yep, Altoona with the basketball now. Brown Siverling dribbling it up. She'll stop, pass it to Duquesne on the far side wing. Now back to Addie Siverling near side. She'll pass it underneath the hoop for Amber Bracino, who will lay it up and in.
Al Bracino was like a rabbit that got around Mr. McGregor's fence line and was right there in the carrot patch. She was left all alone.
Sierra Hartman tries to pass it to Aaliyah Hartman, but that pass tipped away by Bracina. Ball will stay with Bloomer, though, as they trail 20-9. Sierra Hartman passes the ball to Grace Cricks. I cannot pronounce Grace Cricks. Crazy. It's Crazy. I got it now. Nobody able to successfully make a shot for Bloomer, and Altoona with the basketball. Pass tried to be made to Addie Siverling underneath the hoop, but she was bumped trying to get the ball. And that'll be a foul again on Sierra Hartman. That'll be her third, and she will now check out of the game. And now Altoona themselves are going to make a bunch of substitutions, as they're sending in practically an entirely new group here. Looked like four out of the five. Yeah. 6:02 still to play in the first half, and Altoona leads 20-9. They have the ball underneath the Bloomer hoop. Here's a pass to Kleinschmidt, who gets the ball to fall for two on the near side. 22-9 now. Altoona has built this lead up.
That game-high 13-point lead.
Aaliyah Hartman passes it up top to Helland. Helland now to Cressy. Cressy drives into the lane and lays it up. And Bloomer has reached double digits now. They have 11, still trailing by 11.
Now the thing for Altoona, they've played a lot of comeback basketball this year. How do they play with the lead?
As a pass given away by Kleinschmidt to Delaney Helland, who will run up the court and lay it into the hoop.
Yeah, just picked that one right off the top of the key, ran the lane to the floor, a steal, scoot, and score breakaway, and Bloomer on a little mini run.
As Klicka's attempt from underneath the hoop does not fall, and Bloomer gets the defensive rebound. Bloomer, basketball. Oh, a great drive from Grace Crazy, who will pass it to Addie's Weefelhofer and lay it up and in. And the Altoona lead is now down to 22-15. Timeout on the court. We'll take one with a 4:48 to go. Altoona leads 22-15 when we come back here at echometownradio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Derek Montesano with you. 4:35 to go in the first half between Altoona and Bloom. Altoona with the basketball attacking to our right. Duquesne went for a layup, but she did not get the ball. Addie Seiberling, top of the key, drives and is bumped there by Helland. No, yeah, Delaney Helland will take the foul there. And
key thing is, though, another offensive rebound for Altoona. They've got five offensive rebounds, and while it has not automatically led to a score here, it does lead to the foul, the sixth for Bloomer, so bonuses coming up soon for Altoona.
Roland Starveling passes it to Amber Bressine on the near side wing. Now passed across to Lily Duquesne, who's shot air balls, and the rebound taken by Bloomer. Running up the court, Aaliyah Hartman. Passed out top to Cressy. Cressy drives in the lane, passes to Zwiebelhofer, who takes a foul. The foul will be on Emma Lima. And that'll result in a couple of shots to Addie Zwiebelhofer.
Well, Bloomer all of a sudden on a 6-0 run to get back into this game, as the first free throw is good, so it's a 7-0 run for Bloomer.
Yeah, this is getting a bit scary for Altoona as Bloomer has made their way back into this game.
Well, I just talked about how does Altoona play with the lead when they've been behind most of the season. Even in games they win, they typically have had to rally back in the second half. Well, here they got a big lead. They've allowed Bloomer right back into it as both of those free throws were made. And the lead is down to five with 3:50 left in the first half.
Yeah, 22-17 lead now is with just 3:47 to go before the halftime break.
Now, yeah. How do you handle the prosperity? You get the gift certificate, are able to go to the restaurant and use the gift certificate properly, still leave a good tip, or do you not use the gift certificate properly?
As Lily Duquesne passes it out to the far side wing for Addie Seiberling, who's three no good. An attempt to save by Bloomer ends up resulting in the ball to Alexis Worth of Altoona. Now up top, Braylon Seiberling. She waits, now passes to her sister Addie Seiberling. Drives into the lane, stops, Davis kicks it out to Lily Duquesne on the far side. Now back up top to Bressina. Addie Seiberling again on the near side wing. Now Duquesne drives in. A good pass underneath to Amber Bressina, who is under the hoop. And Altoona makes it 24-17, a 7-point lead.
That was beautiful. Again, Bressina had snuck up along the baseline and was hoping to get that pass. It was as though she had stolen somebody's streaming service password and was going on a binge-watching spree.
As the ball is turned over again by Bloomer, and Braylon Seiberling takes control of it, passes to Duquesne. Duquesne runs it to about the free throw line, then kicks it to Bressina, back to Duquesne. Yeah. Underneath now for Worth, who lays it up and in. Alexis Worth, the sophomore, getting the ball in the hoop, and the lead is extended up to 9 now with 2:13 to go. Now quickly back the other way for Bloomer, and Bloomer gets some help from Libby Bressina. And the lead now 26-19 for Altoona. However, Braylon Seiberling passes to Addie Seiberling underneath the hoop and gets the lead back up to 9 with a layup. We have a timeout on the court taken by Bloomer. 1:57 to go in the first half. Altoona leads 28-19 when we come back here on ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
You took the first step and quit smoking.
But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, Derek Montesano with you. 1:57 still to play before we reach that halftime break. Altoona up by 9. They lead 28-19. Bloomer, though, does get the basketball out of the timeout. Again, still just under 2 minutes before we reach the halftime intermission, and that's when Altoona has come alive a lot of times, but they've been trailing normally in that position. As an attempted steal on Briella Hartman by Addie Seiberling results in a foul.
That got her hip into the belly there a little too much as she tried to knife her off at the top of the key. Just her first foul, but she'll take a seat on the bench. 5 team fouls on Altoona. Bloomer's got 6 with 1:45 and bleeding left in the first half.
As Bloomer has it, Helen on the near side corner. Passes it up top to Aaliyah Hartman. Back to Helen on the near side corner. Tries to pass underneath, looking for Eddie's Weeple offer, but that pass intercepted by Altoona, something they've excelled at today. Lily Duquesne drives in, stops, kicks it to the near side corner, where Braylon Seiberling waits to drive in and lay it up and in. Braylon Seiberling gets Altoona across the 30 threshold. They lead now 30-19 with just over a minute to go.
Yeah, they've built the lead back to 11. They've led by as many as 13.
As driving in on the near side was Aaliyah Hartman. Her shot off the side rim, no. Now we're going to get a foul call coming against number 23, Jasmine Klicka. And the ball will remain with Bloomer underneath their hoop. 101 to go before halftime. Quick three-pointer coming by Aaliyah Hartman, and she took a bump from Amber Racina. So that's going to result in 3 free throws for Aaliyah Hartman.
59 seconds left in the first half. Altoona, despite the 3 free throws coming up here, as the first one's off the back rim, no. A chance to take a sizable lead into the halftime dressing room, something that they have not had an opportunity to experience an awful lot so far this year.
As the second one does fall for Aaliyah Hartman, cutting the lead down to just 10 now, 30-20. And the third shot from Hartman does fall, and now a 9-point lead with 57 seconds and counting to go before halftime. Duquesne drives in, stops, pivots, kicks it out for Alexis Worth, who goes for 3. Her shot no good. Ball scrambles on the deck. Eventually, Lily Duquesne has it right under the hoop for an easy layup. It was a scramble on the deck, and eventually the ball just bounced to Lily Duquesne. Helen kicks it to the near side corner. Wide open, Briella Hartman. But she cannot make the three. And now Altoona trying to save it was Alexis Worth, but she was unsuccessful in almost trying to do a statue pose right on the baseline.
Yeah, stepped out of bounds, ball to Bloomer.
Bloomer with 17 seconds left. Scramble to get the ball in. Eventually Briella Hartman will lay it up and in. 10 seconds to go. This is most likely the last real attempt. Addie Seiberling decides a long-range 3 is warranted, but she cannot get it to fall off the front rim. 4:02 to go. 32-23 in favor of Altoona. So 9-point lead in favor of Altoona, and that looks to be what they'll take into the break, unless Bloomer could get something quick here. pass to Libby Brescina. Her shot, though, airballs right at the buzzer. And that'll send us into the halftime break. Altoona leading 32-23. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll recap the first half and get some stats from the first half. When we come back, here on ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. That's ECHometownRadio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at ECHometownRadio.com.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire area high school basketball continues next with the Halftime Show. An update on stats and other scores around the area.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. Derek Montesano with you. Altoona leads 32-23. Really uncharted territory for Altoona, being up big at the half. And what can you say other than Altoona is in a very interesting location?
Well, yeah, Altoona, we talked to Michelle Poplinski about this before the game. They'd had their struggles early on in games this year. They were looking for that better start. They got that better start in this game today. And one thing also she had mentioned was how would they respond after that first bit of adversity in the first half as well. We saw them get out of that 13-point lead. Bloomer then had a kick, but what's very encouraging for Altoona is how they responded to end the half and get out with a 9-point lead.
Yeah, that's very nice to see from Altoona, being able to push through that adversity and be able to hold on to a lead. Well, why don't you take us through some of the stats from that first half?
Well, let's do that. For the leading scores for Bloomer, they were led by 8 points by Briella Hartman. She's got 8. Addie Ziefelhofer has got 6. So those are the two leading scores for Bloomer. As for Altoona, 9 for Addie Siverling, 9 as well for Amber Brescina, and Lily Duquesne has 7. Duquesne, by the way, very impressive in that first half. Not only did she have 7, a number of turnovers, a number of rebounds as well. Duquesne, I thought, had an outstanding half for Altoona. Overall stats in this one, one thing to keep in mind as you look through these stats, Bloomer not shooting the ball well at all. They're 8 of 25 overall shooting. 8 of 25, just 1 of 7 from three-point land is Bloomer. Altoona's not shooting the ball, you know, lights out, but they're doing pretty well at 12 of 28. That's just below 50%. Just three made three-pointers, though, for Altoona in the game. Another key stat, we talked about it. You know, anecdotally, it seemed like Altoona was doing very well in terms of rebounding in this game, and they got exactly that on the stats. Altoona had in that first half seven offensive rebounds, and it didn't always lead to points, but it led to fouls. It led to just more possession time. It wears down your opponent. Seven offensive rebounds in that first half for Altoona. They did very well on the glass. And as a result, Altoona's got the 32-23 lead in, again, what is a non-conference game, but a non-conference game that feels like a conference game.
Yeah, it feels like a game that should matter a lot. All right, we'll take a break when we come back. Second half will be just around the corner when we come back. Here at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is ECHometownRadio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. ECHometownRadio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's ECHometownRadio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. That's ECHometownRadio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at ECHometownRadio.com. That's ECHometownRadio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at ECHometownRadio.com.
The teams are back on the court, and it's time for tonight's second half. Let's head back to the gym, and with play-by-play, it's Scott Montesano.
Well, you don't get Scott Montesano, you get Derek Montesano. Hello, everybody, and welcome back inside Altoona High School. About 90 seconds to go before we get set to go for the second half. Altoona leads 32-23. Altoona in a location they haven't really been in the first half. They got the good start they wanted. Now, do they continue what they've done in the second half in previous game? And that's really show off and get a bunch of points. They came just short against Prescott in the recent game. They've been really a second half team. We'll see what they do when they're given the abundance of a 9-point lead going into it. Well, the players out on the court now are taking their warm-up Scott before we get going in the second half. And if you're Bloomer right now, just need to find a way to get going. You do have a lot of concerns when it comes to fouls in the Hartman triplets. Briella Hartman and Sierra Hartman. Sierra Hartman specifically, as she's got three. Briella has two. But as we get ready to go, and yeah, what can you say other than Altoona's in a location they haven't usually been in?
Well, again, the Altoona Railroaders, they lead by nine. They led by as many as 13 in the first half. A chance to close this game out, but Alpha Bloomer, while they are young, once again, they've got eight sophomores on their roster, and it's sophomores that really do carry them. It's still a program that has a pedigree, a program that believes. These players haven't necessarily been a part of that success, but you're kind of born into that success, and they've got a chance for a nice comeback win. Does Bloomer. So you know they're not going to go down quietly, at least early on in the second half.
As we have gotten underway, Bloomer has inbounded the ball, and we are set to go. Briella Hartman passes it to Aaliyah Hartman. Now back to, now underneath for Cressy, who tried to kick it to Eddie's Weevil off.